And I'd like to welcome you all to another Awareness to Movement lesson online. And in this lesson, we're going to be exploring a number of aspects of how the spine and pelvis are related. So you're going to begin in standing and just find a comfortable stance and just begin an easy movement of reaching your right arm down your leg as if you were trying to reach your right knee, but to the side. So you're not bending forward. You're just kind of bending sideways and coming back. We do this movement in many lessons because side bendings is a kind of an important aspect of our ability to be able to walk, to reach for things. And then try it with the other side. And then once you've done that, just lie down on your backs and find a comfortable place to rest. And you're not going to need extra room for this lesson. So now in lying on your back, take a moment to just notice your connection to the floor. Notice how your pelvis is touching the floor, how your shoulders are touching the floor. And now bend your legs and bring your feet so that they're standing. And let your feet be comfortably apart. And now you're going to, in essence, repeat the same movement that you just did in standing. So begin sliding your right arm downward in the direction of your right foot. Just letting it slide easily. You don't have to strain. You don't have to force anything. And just feeling what happens as you're reaching down for your right foot. Notice your breathing as you reach down. Notice what happens in the rib cage, if anything, as you're reaching down. And then pause a moment once you're back to your neutral position. And place your left hand behind the back of your head so that your elbow is out to the side and your head is supported by your hand. So now, as you reach your right arm downward, could you also just let your left hand support your head so that your head slides over to the right as your arm is reaching down? So you don't have to pick your head up high. You're just kind of breaking friction. In fact, if it's easy for you to leave your head on the floor and just slide over, that's fine. But what you're doing now is you're bringing your whole upper shoulder girdle area over and returning, of course. So you're sliding and returning. Without straining. Noticing what you feel, not only in your ribs, because now your ribs are participating in an interesting way, but do you notice anything else participating in this movement? And then let the whole thing go, slide your legs down and rest. And just notice what you're feeling on the two sides of yourself. Does one side breathe differently than the other? Does one side feel bigger or smaller than the other? And now just bend your right leg and put your right foot standing. And turn your right hand over so that your palm is facing the ceiling. And can you begin doing that reaching downward, this time as if you wanted to put your right heel into the palm of your right hand? Now, there's a couple of different ways to play with this. You may feel that it's impossible to get there. And if you feel that you want to, you can still put your left hand behind your head to kind of help your upper torso move over there. Or you can just let your left arm follow along, whatever works, and begin to play with having an intention, right? So what happens when I have an intention? Do I just go right for it and stick my heel into my hand? Or do I still explore what's the possibilities of getting there in an elegant and easy fashion? Just playing with what happens as you get there and noticing what you have to do. And I see some people being very creative. Some people's feet are getting much closer to their buttocks. And so take a moment to just feel what can you do? You might want to put your foot further out to the side. You might need to do something with your pelvis. So play for a few moments and see what is involved in getting your heel into your hand. And by the way, if you never get your heel into your hand, that's okay too. So, you know, you take care of yourself here. But feel free to cheat and move your foot around and do what you need to do to get your heel into your hand. The one thing you don't want to do is pick your head up too high. You just let the head slide. Be very lazy. Good. And then let it all go again. Untangle yourselves and rest. And then once again, bend your right leg. And this time, just go right for it. See if you can get your heel into your right hand. And if you can't reach, you can just imagine that you've done that. So don't force it. And if you can have your foot literally standing in the hand so that your knee is vertical, it would be a little bit easier for you later. So that's good. And now holding the heel in your hand, could you just begin a movement of lifting the ball of your foot as if you were tapping your foot so that the heel perhaps gets a little bit heavier in your hand and then you put your foot down. So you're just lifting the front of your foot and putting it down, not just the toes, but the whole ball of the foot, like you're tapping your foot. Nice and easy. Now, as you're tapping your foot, and sensing the change of weight of your heel in your hand, just notice what you're feeling in your hips, in the right side of the pelvis. And can you feel the connection between the tapping of your foot and something at the top of your femur? Just notice what you're feeling. And then go ahead and speed that up a little bit. Tap, 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 as if you were very impatient about wanting the next part of the lesson. Bump, bump, bump. And just noticing what you feel behind yourself as you do that. Doesn't have to be big. It can be a very light tap. And then let it go. Slide your legs down. Unbend yourselves and rest. And so once again, bend your right leg, put your heel into your right hand. And this time, could you begin lifting and lowering your heel? So it lifts out of your palm and then it comes back down into your palm. And just again, feeling how does that impact on your hip? And again, if your foot can't reach your hand, Don't force it. Be where you are comfortably, and you can still be raising and lowering your heel. And speed that up. Don't let it interfere with your easy breathing. And then pause a moment. And can you alternate one time lifting your heel, one time lifting your toe, and feeling, does each of these movements affect the hip joint differently? And then pause again, of course, with your heel in your hand. And now this time, could you lift your hip? And as you lift your hip, notice what you feel in your heel against your hand. Does your heel go up? Does your heel go down? And as the hip goes down, does the toes go up or the toes go down? And then let the whole thing go and rest. Again, noticing the difference on the two sides of yourself. So even though there's been activity taking place on the right side, there has been also a result on the left side. As the right side folds, the left side expands. During the movement, what happens when you come back to resting? And now bend your left leg and put your left foot standing. And start with the very simple movement, so your heel is not in your hand yet. Just the simple movement of letting your arm reach downward. It's so interesting, isn't it? When we start a movement, we start with being in the unknown. We don't really know, and so we're just kind of exploring. Then when we get to the other side, we already kind of know what the goal is, and we start trying for it. So don't force yourself to try for it yet. Although I see already some people are into it. So go ahead and put your right hand behind your head and let your arm carry your head over to the other side. It's kind of hard to resist, I know. So, but you don't have to get your hand and heel together yet. Just explore the feeling of reaching. And remember, you're not picking your head up. You're not picking your head up. You're just kind of sliding it over. Your elbow actually stays to the side in this lesson. It doesn't fold up. So that you can feel an expansion happening in the rib cage. And for many people, especially people who are right dominant, the movement of bending to the left feels very different than the movement of the bending to the right. So just notice, do you experience a difference when you're going to this side? I guess I would say also if you're left dominant, it would feel different to you now because you're bending towards your dominant side. Notice your breathing. And again, remember, you're not picking up your head and you're not turning your head. Your face remains facing the ceiling. And it may feel like you're not getting anywhere, and that's okay. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down and rest. And then once again, bend your left leg. And this time, when you bend your left leg, go ahead and slide your arm down and see if you can reach. And put your heel into your hand. And then once you have your heel in your hand or relatively close, and again, remember it's within your comfort level, and if you want to use your right hand to help you get over there, that's fine. Just begin that nice and easy foot tapping action. So you're lifting the front of your foot, and it does, just the front of your foot. So you're not lifting your heel right now, and just feeling how that heel changes the weight relationship, and in the process of that, noticing what happens in your left hip. Keep it slow and easy. And then pause and try lifting your heel a few times and just noticing what it feels like to lift the heel. Start slowly. What's really interesting about lifting the heel is that it gives me some information about how I use my foot in pushing off when I walk, right? So as you're lifting your heel, just notice, are you lifting your heel so that you're putting your weight on all five toes? Are you going more towards your big toe? Are you going more towards the outside of your foot? Are you feeling something in the center? Even something as small as this can give me a tremendous amount of information. And then go ahead and alternate, picking the foot up, picking the heel up, noticing if there's a difference in what you feel where your femur comes into your hip joint. And don't worry if you don't even know where that is. You have a sensation somewhere, and that's the important thing, is experiencing the difference in the sensation. You don't have to name it or label it. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down and rest. And once again, bend your left leg. Slide your hand down so that your heel is either in the palm of your hand or your approximation of it. And now this time, could you lift your hip? So you're lifting that left hip up off the floor and noticing, what does your foot do? What do your ribs want to do? How is that related, again, to this idea of walking, right? With every step we take, the pelvis does a movement. And in this case, you're doing two aspects of it, right? You're doing the forward movement. Well, actually, you're doing all three. Some of you are doing a little bit of rotation, and you're in your side bending. The beauty of doing this on the floor is I get to see where I hold. Notice whether you need to grip in your buttocks in order to lift your hip here. Keep it simple. Keep it light. There's no prize. Not today, anyway. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down and rest a moment. And now bend your right leg and bring your right foot to standing. And now we're going to do a different kind of exploration, just very lightly. Could you begin lifting your right foot off the floor and let it float over your left leg so that it stands somewhere to the left of your left leg? And then pick it back up and put it back on the right side. So now we're playing with, what's it like to have my foot standing on the right side of myself? And then what's it like to have my foot standing on the left side of myself? And what do you need to do in order to get your foot over there? What do you feel happening in your waist, in your pelvis? So we're just floating the right foot over the straight left leg and finding a place where that foot can stand. And then the next time that your foot is over on the left side of your left leg, just pause there a moment and just notice what part of your foot, the sole of your foot, is connecting to the floor. And from there, could you just begin to play a little bit and let your foot slide down a little bit towards your other foot. Let your foot slide up a little bit, out a little bit. You can also even just pick it up and move it over, but just start to see where is the optimal place for weight bearing in this position, where you can really feel that the sole of your foot is clearly in contact with the floor, or as clearly as you can get it. Great. And then remember that spot and then float your leg back over, slide it down, and take a rest. And then once again, bring that right leg up over your left leg and place it in that sweet spot that you found. And now leave your foot where it is and begin sliding your left arm down to see if you can reach towards that right foot. And just play for a moment. What kind of strategies can you employ to get there? And you're not trying to get your hand under your foot here, so don't worry about that. It's just about trying to get to your foot. And once, if you are able to get to your foot, can you grab your ankle? And here's another wonderful opportunity for cheating. See if you can slide your foot towards your hand so that you can grab your ankle. And if you can't reach your ankle yet, don't worry. Hopefully you will by the end of the lesson. Just noticing how you can get to that ankle, holding on to the front of the ankle. Great. And then let it go and uncross your legs and rest. And once again, bend your right leg, float your right leg over to the left side. Once again, grab onto your right ankle with your left hand. And now, what would you need to do in order to get your right hand over to join your left hand? Just start to play a little bit. Leave your foot on the floor. Leave your foot on the floor and just see, what do you have to do? So in order to get there, you have to bring your right arm over to the left, which means that you'll roll a little bit. But see if you can keep your knee vertical and keep your foot standing. So some of you have the right idea. You're rolling and you're bringing your arm over, but can you let that right arm come in front of your shin, so that both hands are holding in the front of your shin or the front of your ankle? And now your head is probably looking down at your ankle, so you're kind of in another kind of flexion position, right? And just notice what that feels like for you. And now from this position, could you begin a movement of your right hip, where your right hip begins rolling backwards a little bit towards the floor and then returns? You're still holding onto your ankle. So you keep holding onto your ankle. You're rolled pretty much onto your left side. Your head is relaxed on the floor, looking down at your foot, and you're just rolling your right hip. You're just rolling your right hip back down to the floor and then back up again. And notice when you roll your hip back up again, how it changes the relationship of your foot to the floor. Actually, both directions change. Keep it easy, keep it light, don't force it. Make sure your head is resting comfortably. So it's just a tiny movement of your hip going forward and back. and let it go and rest. And once again, bend your right leg, float it over your left leg, hold onto your ankle with both hands. And we're just going to do, you know, looking at this from a different strategy. So the first strategy that we used was what we would call a proximal strategy, where you're using the hip joint to mobilize the foot. So now this time, could you imagine that someone has grabbed a hold of your knee, the top of your knee, and they begin lengthening your femur away from you in the angle that your knee is pointing right now. So it's like they're pulling your whole femur forward and then letting it go. And once again, you're going to notice that the weight changes underneath your foot and your hip is moving. Yes? Can you feel that? So you're holding onto your ankle. And then let the whole thing go and rest. And again, this is the advantage of actually being at the class versus listening to the audio, because you know, you may think you're all alone in your room, but I'm watching you and I'm taking care of you as best as I can from a distance. So notice how your hips are connecting to the floor right now, the back of your pelvis. And now bend your left leg and just begin floating your left leg over to the right. Just the very beginning of the movement. Once again, seeing if you can find that beginner's mind feeling of like, well, you know, I'm not totally sure if it's going to be the same on this side. You may find that this hip is more flexible, or that your sweet spot is someplace completely different. And so once your foot is over there, just beginning to explore your relationship of the sole of your foot to the floor, playing around, sliding it, putting it in different places. Noticing how each time you change your foot's relationship to the floor, something happens in your hip and your ribs. And then let it go and rest. And then once again, float your left leg over to the right side of yourself and just begin reaching your right hand downward towards your left ankle. Exploring the side bending action. And like I said, if you want to put your left hand behind your head to kind of help that along, that's fine. And it's really kind of interesting to do it in this way, because now you're lengthening on the same side of the bent leg, but the bent leg is someplace else. So it's a completely different experience than the other one that you were doing. It engages your floating ribs in a different way. And then once again, let it go and rest. And then bend your left leg, float it up over the top again, bringing it over there. And then once again, reach your right hand down to grab the ankle and then float your left arm over and bring it to grab your ankle as well. Let your head be looking towards the right. So everything's turned, right? When we were doing the other movement, you were keeping your face facing the ceiling. Here, you're letting yourself turn. And now from here, let's reverse our order. So think about your knee moving forward and back so that the femur is lengthening. So not side to side, but away from your hip and towards your hip. So it's not opening and closing. Instead, you're pressing your foot a little bit more into the floor and reaching your knee. Just notice what you feel also in your left shoulder blades, right? Because this arm is holding on. So as the leg moves, it impacts on the upper part of the body as well. Let your head roll naturally. And then let it go. Bring yourselves back to resting on your back. Noticing your contact. Sense the quality of your breathing. And then once again, float that left leg over, grab your ankle with both of your hands. So you see in the beginning, it was just this idea of lifting the hip or moving the foot. Now it's just so easy to just kind of go over there and grab, right? So I've added all of this knowledge to how I can use my leg. And now think about it proximally. So let your hip move a little bit backwards towards the floor. And then come forward. And as your hip is moving forward and back, notice that your knee follows along. So in a way, it's the same exact movement, but it's coming from a different intention. And so that creates a different quality to the movement. Notice what you feel in your ribs behind you. And then let it all go and rest. Bend your right leg and once again, float your right leg over to the left side of your left leg, placing your right foot on the ground. Now, keeping your left knee on the floor, pointing to the left, bend your left leg so that your foot is reaching towards your buttock. It's as if you're trying to kick yourself in the butt with your left heel. Your right foot is standing, and you can feel it flat against the floor, and your left knee is on the floor out to the side, underneath your right leg. The right knee is pointing to the left, and you're reaching your foot towards your buttock. And just try that a few times. Just lengthen your leg, and then bend your leg. And as you're doing that movement, just noticing what's happening to your right leg. Does the right foot lose its connection with the floor? Does your knee need to fall over in order to make that happen? Do you need to roll further? For those of you who've done a lot of Feldenkrais, you're probably beginning to recognize this as one of the variations of the ever-popular pretzel lesson, where we're beginning to pretzel our legs. So you keep your left knee on the floor. You're not picking up your left knee. Your left knee opens out to the side. That's it. So you have to do something with your right hip, some of you, in order to make that happen, right? And then let it go and rest. Just let that be. And bend your left leg and float your left leg across your right leg and try the same experiment. So you've got your left foot standing and you're just bending that right leg so that your heel is moving in the direction of your buttock. And let your pelvis roll, let your back roll, do whatever you need to do. But see if you can keep that left foot standing on the floor in weight bearing. And then let it go, untangle yourselves, and rest. Bend your right leg, float your right leg up over your left leg, place it standing, bend your left leg so that your left foot is reaching for your right buttock. And now, could you begin reaching your right arm down towards your left foot? So this is where we connect right brain and left brain, right? So your left foot is over to the right side of yourself, and your right arm is the right arm that's on the right side of yourself. And now here, if you want to, once again, you can put your left hand underneath your head and slide yourself down to grab that left foot. Now see if you can put your right foot standing. So your right foot is standing and you're sliding yourself over to the right. It's so complicated sometimes when we start crossing over. We're actually crossing over the hemispheres of our brain as well. And many times people just can't get it right. So you're sliding down to grab your foot and then letting it go a few times. As you do that movement, what could you do with your right hip to make it easier? Think about all the movements that we just did. Think of pressing your foot into the floor. Think of lifting that right hip so that you can slide your head over to the right. You're sliding your head over to the right so that that right hand grabs your left foot. And let it go and rest. Give your brain a rest there for a moment. And as you're resting, it's kind of interesting to kind of have a picture in your mind of what you just did. It's a very complicated movement, right? You had your left leg over to the right, your right foot reaching for that, your right leg over to the left. So we're going to complicate it even more in a few minutes, but let's just do the left side first and see if it starts to come into the brain in a way that feels like I could become more organized. So bending your left leg, bring your left leg over your right leg. Bend your right leg so that it's reaching for your left buttock. So your knee is out to the side. And now slide your left hand down towards that foot. So that foot being your right foot, which is over on the left side now. That's it. We're getting there. See, we're all becoming more intelligent by the second. So you're sliding down and reaching for that foot. Don't worry if you don't actually catch it. But thinking about your hip. So you want to bend your right leg so that that right foot is reaching for the left buttock and your arm is reaching down for your heel. Lovely. And then let it go and rest. And just give yourself a moment of appreciation for the, you know, you're thinking about your arms, your legs and everything, but can you imagine what your spine was doing in that moment? I mean, these are movements that for those of us who spend a good portion of our lives sitting, our spines don't get a chance to do this. So check in with yourselves at this point. If you feel like, okay, that was enough for my body and or my brain, which of course the body is the brain, just rest through this next sequence. But if you feel like you want to take it to another aspect of brain challenge, bend your right leg, bring it over so that it's on the left side of your left leg, bend your left leg so that it's reaching for your right buttock. And now could you play with reaching one time with your right arm down towards your left foot, and then one time reaching down with your left arm towards your right ankle. So you're kind of doing a sliding side to side movement, doing side bending in each direction, noticing which one is easier to reach to. Notice whether your pelvis is moving with you as well. You don't ever have to pick up your head. It's all about sliding. So you're not, your left hand wants to reach for your right ankle. Your left hand wants to reach for your right ankle. And then your right hand reaches for your left ankle. So you're going side to side. That's it. I see some people being very clever where not only are their arms reaching, but they're moving their pelvises so that the feet are moving too, which is perfectly valid. And if there's anyone here who's feeling really ambitious, see, can you grab both at the same time? Which of course has nothing to do with side bending, but has a lot to do with flexibility in the hips. And then let the whole thing go, untangle yourselves and rest. And then float your left leg over to the right. Bend your right leg. And just begin that movement on the other side. So you're reaching first one arm down to the foot and then the other arm down to the foot. Feeling what's happening in your torso. How do your hips respond? How do your feet respond? Are you having fun yet? And then if you feel like it's a piece of cake, grab both. And if not, don't worry about it because that wasn't the aim of the lesson. But sometimes people really like that feeling. And then once again, let it go, stretch your legs out and rest. There is a whole other lesson where once you've got both ankles, you start moving your legs around. We'll save that for another series. And just notice what your contact with the floor is like right now. Notice the quality of your breathing. And now just bend your legs and bring both feet standing the way you did in the beginning of the lesson. And see, what's it like now to reach your right arm down towards your right foot and then your left arm down towards your left foot? And is there something different about how you do that movement now comparing to the way you did it in the beginning of the lesson? What are you feeling in your ribs, in your spine, in your hips, in your head and neck? And then let it go. Slide your legs down. Take a moment to sense your contact with the floor here. The weight of your pelvis, your ribs, how your shoulder blades connect with the floor. And then roll to your sides and come up to standing. And take a moment in standing to just sense, what's your contact with the floor like now? Where are your shoulders in relationship to your hips? And then see, what's it like to reach your right arm down your right side like you did in the beginning of the lesson? Reach your left arm down your left side. Where's your head in relationship to this movement? How do you shift your weight? And then take a walk around. And just notice, do you involve any of these movements in your walking? Side bending, weight bearing. And that's the end of today's lesson.